But it's just, I don't think this is a good place for what's happening here. And it just isn't going to work, I'm telling you.
Nobody along the road, and there's like seven families that moved out there for semi-private, close enough to everything, but away from people, put their dream homes on there.
Yeah, it's all residential out there, you know.
And not one of us want this.
And they're planning on moving because of these people coming in with this money and trying to do all these changes and stuff. I know it's not good for us. And I got people sitting right back here that are their wife at home crying right now. I mean, you got to consider people's feelings too, you know. At least try to. I mean, things would get out of control, you know. But that's about what I got to say.
Personal feelings, there is a safety factor, especially when it floods out there. But if you get into the records of the police department, you will find there is a lot of crime in that small area.
I guess we lived alone out there for quite a while, and it's been real quiet. And this is why we're there, all of us back here. All of us are concerned about traffic. Crazy people driving up the road. You wouldn't believe it until you've seen it. And it's just wild out there. And it shouldn't be. Thank you.
Thank you all. Jacob Govero.
Yes, sir.
I didn't even get close, did I?
That's all right. It's just like it's spelled. good evening. First, I'd like to thank you for hearing us all this evening. It's nice to finally utilize 3/4 of my political science degree. My mom wanted me to thank you for that. As you said, my name is Jacob Govero. My wife, Jennifer, and I live on Highway K just up the hill from Parksley. I'm the owner of Govero Stonecraft, also located in Kirbyville, and I'm also the owner of 38 Paddle Company, located on K-Dock Marina. That's kind of where I come into this. I'm here basically to speak in support of the proposed nightly development on Parksley Lane, overlooking Bull Shoals. My wife's family has owned property for over 70 years in this area. I started visiting Bull Shoals about 12 years ago. I'm originally from St. Louis. About 5 years ago, my wife and I decided to move down here. I just fell in love with the area. I love the pace of life. I love the kindness of the people. The place has basically become a home to me. With that being said, I would never support something that I thought would hurt or diminish the value of this area. Done the right way, I think the addition of this rental development would only be a positive to the allure of the area and a positive for Taney County. At the end of K, as everyone has said, there is a public campground, there's a public launching ramp, and then there's a full-service marina. There's miles of shoreline for outdoor enthusiasts and visitors and locals to enjoy. It's a tourist area, basically. It only makes sense that there should be a local nightly rental spot for the visitors and the locals to utilize. I've spent several years playing and working on K-Dock Marina, whether I'm helping the owners out at the marina or just there on vacation or visiting with others. And I've encountered countless people that have been looking for a place that's close to the lake to spend the night or even the weekend. Holiday Hills is pretty close, but it's not right by the lake. It's a little bit maybe out of people's price range sometimes, and it's a little bit too far away. Parksley is perfect for the nightly rentals. It's so perfect that, in fact, as they've said, there used to be a nightly rental right there on the corner. Now, if you've driven down Parksley or K in a while, you've seen, as they said, it's kind of fallen into a state of ill repair. I know that the owners of this property are also have been interested in revitalizing that as well, so possibly that could address one of their issues with the negative area. Bull Shoals is never going to be like Table Rock, and I don't think it should be. This is a fisherman's lake. This is a family lake. This is where people like to take it easy. But it's also somewhere where people like to enjoy it. It's quiet and laid back. There's not going to be big homes on the lake and developments everywhere, and I think that's a good thing. That's one of the reasons that brought me to this place. But there has to be something there. Getting to know the owners through the years, I feel like they view it the same way. They only want to provide a quiet, peaceful place for families so that they can stay at, so they can have a chance to fall in love with this place too, if only for a couple of nights. So thank you very much, and that's all I have to say. Is there any questions or anything?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm going to make an assumption here. You're next, Chris Smith, but are you with that lady that you're
yes,
with?
Sir. Yes, sir.
I'll let you guys come later on. Tony Krukow? Let's throw that out there. I don't know what it is.
Krukow.
Krukow. Okay.
My grandfather used to say, do you see a cow in that name? Part of it is, you know, they don't say Moscow properly. It's not Moscow, it's Moscow. So I digress. A couple of questions. I'm an attorney that represents a group of the local homeowners. And one, I have a procedural question on the concepts portion of the meeting and the public hearing being held on the same night. I'm not familiar with that having happened before. Is that something new?
That's up to the decision of the Planning Commission. It used to be that way. I've been here for a day or two, and we used to have it all on one night and everything. And due to the large amount of projects that we had back through the 90s, we had to spread it out over more room. And it can be done either way, according to the provisions of the code.
So the code actually provides that you can do it on the same night?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I just have a few questions regarding due process, if that's proper. You know, it's hard for people to have intelligent questions if they haven't had an opportunity to hear the concept and question on the concept. So, but I understand that. Is this application going to allow mobile homes, campers, and RVs on the same property so they can pull in with a camper and RV and put four people in the cabin and have six people out in the RV?
Did you read the application?
Well,
is it written up that way?
It allows RVs, tree houses.
Not unless it's written up specifically.
Well, the notice said there are RVs, tree houses, and campers on the notice. Is what I understand.
Up,
well, it's one cabin, one bedroom cabin per lot.
Right.
Whether they call their RV a cabin, and it's up to the Planning Commission here. Or they call a treehouse a cabin, or if they call a stick built with a foundation. But the only thing that asked for is a one-bedroom dwelling, whatever that dwelling is, per lot.
Dwelling per lot.
Correct.
Is there a minimal square foot for the footprint of that cabin?
A minimum?
Yeah.
No, I mean, we don't have any kind of building code in the county, so we don't have any. We have setbacks,
okay. But
there's no minimum square foot.
And I assume that the sanitary commission or the other part that handles the sewer, they'll have priority over you guys on making sure
they
that
have to meet. They have to meet the code on the
okay. And well, that's my question. If they're going to have, you know, RV units in there in addition to the cabins, I guess it's one or the other. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. And before they can put anything on the site, the way our code book reads, they'll have to have a sewer or septic permit in place to be able to get the building permit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's four persons per unit?
For dwelling unit, uh-huh.
Okay. I know there was a question on the sheriff's response time, and I have other property owners in the area who the sheriff says, we don't come out for that. How does the, you know, if that's safety net and the number for the sheriff's on the sign, what good does that do, you know, for the protection of the neighborhood?
We're not in charge of that department.
But I don't think you guys can rely on them to police this. That's what I'm suggesting, because they will not, based on prior, you know, complaints that I've had to deal with.
You'd have to take that up with Mr. Russell.
But it's my understanding, if it is a camper or other type of unit that you consider a cabin, it's going to be something owned by the property owner and not something that they pull in for nightly rental with a camper. Is that the understanding of the application?
Correct. Each dwelling will be owned by the owner of the lot.
I think that's the questions that I have right now, so... Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for printing your name, Mr. Scott Hall. Hey, I got one right, I think.
It's always been a blessing and a curse to have a name that everybody can pronounce so easily, right? I am actually here kind of with a couple different hats on. I do represent TCS, just in full disclosure, on some other matters, not to this. I also represent a company called Lakes LLC that owns a property just down the street from this. It's just off the map there. It would be lot number 3. And so they have recently acquired this property, and so they got this letter and asked me to attend and express that we are in agreement with this and we want to support them as far as this proposal to develop this land. Basically, what we have here is we have some land that's not being used in a tourist-type area, as has been stated earlier, and there is a real need for some rentals in this area. I grew up going to this area. I've stayed in this property that's now owned by Lakes LLC in the past, so I know that, you know, in the past it was at least used in that way. And like I said, it's really an underserved area that does need it. It seems like they're able to meet all the compliance. It sounds like going to be a question about this current septic system. Pursuant to an engineering report that has been turned into the county, and excuse me, I've got a little bit of a cold this evening, so there has been a recommendation that the lagoon be closed if possible. Pursuant to the agreement that's recorded with the county, we have sent out the letters to actually close that lagoon. So that hopefully will take care of some of the problems in the future and given them adequate notice and time to close those things. But certainly, we want to support this and say that we hope it moves forward, because there's a lot of land there, as you can see, not a lot of development, and this is just off the map an area that is pretty high tourist traffic, and we could certainly use it.
Any questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Kelly Hessel. Yes.
Good evening. Sorry, I was late. I am one of the people, I've lived there 18 years. I'm one of the people that share the septic tank. It's actually Jack Mushrush and me who are still using it. At the time, I think approximately 10 years ago, when I did have money, I wanted to put a septic tank in. When I researched it, the property actually next door to me, which the Nelsons live on, the septic tank was put in, but they did not dynamite down deep enough, and it was backing up. I've had several notices from the county because the pipes being severed that I've had to comply with and redo and fix and have the county come out and sign it off, and they did sign it off. I was told at that time a grandfather clock was in place and that they would not be able to close the septic tank. All in due say, the septic tank our neighbors put in had to redo it, and it came to a total of $18,000. This certified letter that I just received today is giving us till November 9th to provide our own septic tank. Who has that kind of money to come up with that within that short of period of time? My neighbor Jack Mushrush is under surgery right now in West Plains. He couldn't attend. But he has an agreement that who or when ever the septic tank is closed off, they have to furnish him, or the lagoon closed off, of septic tank. We, in turn, had somebody come out and survey that we would share a septic tank. at Taney County, they are allowed to do that. The way our pipes are running and where the septic tank would be put, we were able to share.